הלו אמר רב זייר, בהידור מצווה עד שליש. הלו אמר רב זייר, בהידור מצווה עד שליש במצווה. תכביל מאז בזי. תכביל בהידור מצווה עד שליש במצווה. זה יזוק את זה. צידו ההלוכה זה קיילי ואנבי. כלל ישראל עושה את שירת היום, זה קיילי ואנבי. איזה חיוב תבי מהדר במצווה. It's not a רשוס, פרשן הובן, a great mistake in them, אבל חבור מייסד את זה ישטר. It's not a רשוס תבי מהדר in a mitzvah, is a chiyuv gomor. As if it's a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, is a chiyuv to be mehader in the mitzvah. And when you do a mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah mehuderes. If the mitzvah is not mehuder, you're not yaitzah. There's no tzad in the world that you're allowed to buy lomazong, and if they sell a sroigim and lulovim as a cheap set, is a issur to buy that set. Could be if you take that set and the evid you made a broche, could be with the Eved Yeyetze. This is Legabe Hilchis Esrei. You are either on the Isur Gomu that is called Zekeli Ve'anveyu Eloi Ke'ovi Va'arim Emenu is a Chiyuv Lehadar B'mitzvah. You mechuyev to be Mehadar in the Mitzvah. And now the Sugi is going to learn Vifel is the Chiyuv to be Mehadar in the Mitzvah. Av dem geht unsere Sugi. It's a Chiyuv, we'll see later if it's a Chiyuv Dei Reise, it's a Chiyuv Dei Rabbonon. It's not Negea to what we allemal think, no, it's a hidur mitzvah, a machmir, we love an ashena, it's a chiyuv day reise. The keli v'anveyu is a chiyuv mitzvah eser day reise to have a nice lulav, to have a nice sevatera. David. It's a chiyuv day reise. Avdem zog bigmore, what is this chiyuv day reise? Omar Rab Zeire, behidur mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah. This chiyuv, to buy a nice esrog and a nice lulav, is bishlish. You mechuyev to buy a nicer esrog, bishlish. You mechuyev to buy a nicer one, bishlish. Now we'll see, as a machlekes Rashi and Tesis unzer esugye, what is the shlish that I'm mechuyev to buy, So later, if it's the Reis or the Rabbon, it's Lama Zander Rashi. So Rashi learns pshat, he made a base for Teres Likres. A person comes into a store and he wants to buy a Sefer Teres. It's love Dafka Sefer Teres. I'm all young to Rikich Gizong Asach Teres as Dafka Sefer Teres, Mitzvah Kniya Sefer Teres, and the Muki Yosef there state as Meret of Tzvei Lulovim Eichet. So a person goes into a store and he sees two Lulovim. For one they want $100, for one they want $120. It's a chiyuv to buy the $120, if you rush it. You go to the store, you want to buy a lulav. Maybe you could go to a different store. But in this store, it tells you, we buy the cheapest nice lulav is $100. So you tell them, okay, so give me for
$125.
At least you have one lulav for $10. I mean, it's not in front of the mitzvahs. I sell a chosefer, torah no, lulav no, talis no, tzitzis no. So Rashi learns, I'm going into the store and I find two lulavim. One is expensive, this a third from the other one. I'm chuyev to buy the nicer one. That's the shittas Rashi. But in a minute we'll go back to shittas Rashi and faces what I'm chuyev to buy. But let's first answer the ending in the Rashi. And not to get to mevar shittas Rashi. It's not just Rashi. Is a din zekeli ve'anveyu, and Rashi brings out the Gemara and Shabbos for the sugya the mocker who said is the inyan lishnayas b'mitzvahs is a brayis and Shabbos kufla mit gimel amud beis zekeli ve'anveyu hisnaya lefonu b'mitzvahs aselach osefer teire noe lulev noe talis noe tzitzis noe nish begets unzere sugya aber zda adin hidu the melian our sugya if you have two you have to buy the best. So to the tzudu mihado in the Rashi, Rashi says, what is the, he brings the brayis and Shabbos, it's not a fun of the mitzvahs, a selach of sefer teira noe, lulav noe, talis noe, tzitzis noe. If you look at the Gemara and Shabbos in a veinik, the Gemara doesn't bring down talis noe. Steht nicht talis noe, steht only sefer teira, lulav, Tzitzis. Steht nicht Talisna. Rashi added Talisna. Und wir da wissen, was ist der Hidur in Talisna? You have to have nice strings, nice Tzitzis. Das ist der Hidur Mitzvah. The Talis is only a Chetilzah. It's a Hachshah Mitzvah. If you have a Talis, you have to put on Tzitzis. Now you have to the Mitzvah. Und was Kerov told the Bochum von mir, Amol, when they came to speak to him about this Rashi, was Kerov asked them, when you have, maybe you'll have to do a nice house for the mezuzah. We don't have to take a machen, aber Pashtas. Aber Pashtas nicht, also. No, someone told me, take a, aber es verkosch über hier, the door, he makes him gold, aber es ist nicht da, so sagt, du bist Kerov. There's no deal to make a nice house for a mezuzah. So the question is, why is the deal to make a nice talis, because I'm putting on it chutim? So, what speak you of Rashi? I speak not of the Rif. The Rif also, in Sukkela with Gimel, also says Talisna. But of the Rif, I can speak. Because the Rif doesn't write down Tzitzisna. He only brings down Talisna. So we could assume the Rif in Sukkela, when he brings down Talisna, Lulavna, Sevaterano. So when he means Talis, he means Tzitzis. As a Rufman does. But in Rashi states, first is the thing that the strings have to look nice, not dirty, they have to be no. That cut, shleimim, chutz on that, chiyuv, not hidur, it's a chiyuv. Since it's no, chiyuv the raisim, maybe. And chutz that the beggar has to be a nice beggar. And the shayla is, for example, so what is the deal? So Rav Moshe already in Igros Moshe, asach andere, this kasha be'etzem frekt the Dvar Avrom already in Chelek Beis, Simen Chofeit, Achtachos Beis, afrekt, vos shayach do hidur mitzvah na talis. Vos nisho chelik for the mitzvah, has to be a better mitzvah, vos do shayach to the talis. Talis Gdolo, not Talis No. Talis Gdolo, not Talis No. So Rebbe says, as Meredo of the Talis that you daven in the morning with. Nish the Tzitzis, what we call Talis Godel, what we call Talis Godel. This Talis Godel is Mevur in Aloche, but it has Aloches. This Talis Godel steht in Aloche Le Moshe, that the Talis Godel is not allowed to go to the Beis HaKisa with the Talis Godel. Meyuchad letfilah. Says the Mishnebura and Simen Chafei, and Talis Kotten, you're not allowed to do Melochas Bzuyas. Melochas She'en of Bzuyas, you're allowed to do. To wipe your glasses, in Stomach, you're allowed to. And Talis Godel, the Pasha says the Mishnebura, you're not allowed to wipe your glasses either. Even Melochas She'en of Bzuyas. Why? Because it's Meyuchad for the Mitzvah, for the Tzurichat, for the Tzurichat Tfilah. Mele Zedek HaMoshav, their Talis is our Loch, Talis no. The Talis has to look nice. So, ain't terrible. Anders sagen in einer anderen Terz, that in Talis, the beggar becomes a chelik from the Meisse Mitzvah. It's different from the Mezuzah. The Mezuzah, the house doesn't become a part of the Mezuzah. But in Tzitzis, the beggar is chelik from the Meisse Mitzvah. The beggar becomes a chelik from the Meisse Mitzvah. And Gabi, what we see that the beggar becomes a chelik from the Meisse Mitzvah? The beggar becomes a chelik from the Meisse Mitzvah, Moshe Gabi Kilayim, that you're allowed to have Kilayim, the whole beggar. He said the bracha is lihisatet the tzitzis. When lekvah mezuzah of the mezuzah, lihisatet, you're not misatet in the string. So there's mashma and tesis in Yevamos of tzaddik. The whole chefs of the beggar becomes a chefs of the mitzvah. Even a talis kotlin, see them. Even a talis kotlin has to look nice, right? What's what? No, she's asking why Rashi and Shabbos doesn't bring it. The son punkin babekame shleibim koymer. Rashi decided to bring it. So we have the Val Tupshot. Now we have Tupshot. So other Taka Rashi is going in the Talis of Tfila. Other Taka Rashi learns as Chelik from the Meisse Mitzvah. But in Kutus Abiyurim he brings down that the Elter Bochum from Mir came a mold to the Briskerov. As in Matika Shmue, Chelik Aleph, I think they bring down this Meisse also. And they were telling to the Briskerov that Vaisto is Shitas Rashi, that the Keli Van Veyu doesn't have to be in the Mitzvah. Doesn't mean a better mitzvah, a better lulav, a nicer tefillin. The keli gate of the gavre. The person is machshiv the mitzvah. Meil, if he has a nice talis for his tzitzis, it's also the keli v'anveyu. Skrov said chas v'sholem, anush kintzad, the keli v'anveyu is in the chefze of the mitzvah, nicht in the beggar, the hechshon mitzvah. And then he asked him from the house. And this is anders. House doesn't show. If he has a nice house, it doesn't have a nice house, doesn't show on the mezuzah. But when you have a tzitzis, a beggar for tzitzis, it shows on the mitzvah. It could be if a person doesn't have a special beggar. We normally have a special beggar for tzitzis. So the person, I'm all has a normal clothes, And some he adds sitters on it. Could be that bag of tacky. It doesn't have to make nice. Some people have a normal aba kantis, a sweater. So a lot of sweaters today have aba kantis. So he puts sitters on. So he doesn't have to make a nice sweater for that. But when a person puts on his cotton, he cooks nice, he's mashed to mitzvah. Especially when you're, let's be honest, you look around, is he person with a shmat and a tzitzis? You know he's not mashed with mitzvah tzitzis. If you say, you know he's mashed with mitzvah tzitzis. Okay, we'll get back to it. So these are the three ways to learn Rashi. I'm going to get to Ika Shittas Rashi. Not the Mikum and Tzuri. So what's Shittas Rashi? Shittas Rashi is that the Chiyuv Medina de Dereis of the Rabbanon is when you go into a store, you're not allowed to buy the cheapest one, you have to add a third. Lamed and Tesis. Ad Shlish B'mitzvah. The Goyen Zohar is a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Pirush. Shimotso Esroi Ke'egois. Lefi Rab Meir, Shiyur Esroi Ke'egois. Kmo Shishiyur Uchachomim. Ve'echot Godel Shlish Ikneim. Tesis says if he found the Esroi Ke'egois, it's the minimum Shiyur, he has to add a third. Has to buy an Esroi a third bigger. There's a lot of Masu Matin here, if you see good the Rosh. But the Avonis Advorim and Tesis, it doesn't mean Dafka that if you have a little Esrog, you have to buy a third Esrog bigger. Tesis also means that if you have a Shvacha Esrog, you have to buy a nicer Esrog. It costs more. Tesis means to be Cholek and Rashi in Ein Nekuda. That's what I'm good. In Ein Nekuda, Tesis is Cholek and Rashi. Rashi learns, you go to the store and you see an Esrog. You ask him, how much cost an Esrog? $100. Give me for 133. Achlish. Milagar. Milabar is 150. You have to buy for 150. Here's the rice. Three days first, I look at the minimum effort in the world. What is the minimum effort? Eggers. Give me a third bigger. And nice, it's very hard to say what is the minimum. I don't. And sheer, it's easy to say. The sheer effort is a third. Give me eggers. Give me a third bigger. What do you mean? No, shiur, not nice, not chodor. It's a different shmuz, if chodor goes with him, if you don't, it's a shiur esrog. Lamazogin, ego is lamazogin is 50 gram, we're talking about kibetze. Lamazogin, ego is lamazogin is 50 gram, so you're mechuyuv to buy an esrog, for kimat 165, a bit more than 65. You're mechuyuv to buy it. Milabar, you'll have to buy a 75 gram esrog. This is yechiv. This is the machlek. So what is the machlek is Rashi and Tesis? Tesis learn about a loyale al adas. If you come to the store and you find a nice esrog, you have to add a third. You add a third for minimum. You take the minimum esrog and you add a third on it. Lefi Rashi, no. You go to the store, you ask what is the esrog, and you add a third. This is the machlek is Rashi and Tesis. Now, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Afan Ot, and Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, Zot, why Taki Tesis doesn't want to learn like Rashi? As they state in Smag, if Yisrael brings the Smag, because Tesis had a Kasha Lefi Rashi. If Lefi Rashi is a Aloche, not just Klot at the Kasha, it's a Shtot Ashtag and Kasha, but they like Rabbeinu Peretz. If the Klot is, you go into the store and you see two Israelis, you have to buy the nicer one. I have different stores that have less, but you went into the store, he gives you the cheap one, you buy a third better. Like the said, now you have one in your house. Tomorrow, someone knocks on the door and shows you have a nice Esrog, a better one. Now you have one in your house and one better one, so why you don't have to get a better one? Every time, after you buy one, someone will come over to you with another Esrog, it's too Esrog, you have to go up. What? So what if you bought it already? I mean, as I look at my new parents, if Rashi holds, when I see two Esrogim, I have to go to the more one and third. Now I buy one, I go home, I have one. Someone comes in with a new Esrog, now I have two. So I have to go up again. Achmesh is such a kasha. Crazy. But as I look at my new parents, Zog de Bisyoisef, the Mishnebuah, Rashi holds when you go to buy, you look what you have. If you have a shvacher one and a nice one, you have to buy the nice one. After you bought the nicer one, you don't have to start carry out by it. More than that, Dr. Bissier, even when you went to the store with only one esrog, and you bought the nice esrog, you have one esrog in your hand now, a nice esrog. One esrog, a nice esrog. And someone comes over to you with a better offer, I got mechuyev. When I went to buy, if it was two esrog, I had to buy the better one. But if I go to a school that has only one esrog, and that esrog, I pay for it, I don't have to add up to upgrade it to a better esrog. Not mechuyev to go to buy a better esrog. As I doctor, not mechuyev. Mishnah Berurah said to you, I'm mechuyev. But after you had two, now, if you only bought one esrog and then they offered you a better one, like the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashmash and going, you have to go up to the better one. But if you came to the store with two and you choose the better one, even if they come with more offers, you don't have to. For sure, the Mishnah Berurah says even that if someone comes with a better offer, you have to buy the better one. It's only that person is masking to buy off you the old one. If not, it would be much more from shlish. You pay $100, I have to pay $120. You pay much more from shlish. You're paying another $120. Means if the person will take back you the esrog, and you will have to add $120 instead of $100. But if you're stuck with more esrogim in your house, you have to buy more and more. Aber lama shalem. Mikol makoim, shitas Rashi is, if you're the Bessi Yosef, when I go to buy, if I find two, I have to buy the better one. After I bought the better one, I don't have to change it. Or even if I didn't buy the better one, if I bought one, I don't have to change it. Shabur says, if it was only one in the store and that was the offer, one offer you have to give. But after the best time you went up one, you don't have to climb weiter. The Fit says it's not in the gas, you bought it or you not bought it, even if you bought it, if you find the esrog, and now you find a bigger one, you have to go, but till turn. So the machlekes is the klal machlekes. The etzem b'svorah, tesis makes sense. What does the shiur he do? A turn. Rashi learns no. What? Rashi learns no. I have to add. So the first chance, the second chance, is a limit to how much I have to climb up, but this is the deal. I have two offers, I have to buy the better one. What is the machlekes Rashi and tesis? What is the machlekes Rashi and tesis? Look the very first thing. But it's a shita of Rashi, it's a modern shita. If you think about it, it's good. It's a modern shita. That's why it's so modern, the shita of Rashi. That's why it's so modern, the shita of Rashi. A person goes into a store. Nebuch, he lives near a store, near a fancy city. There's a Sreugim starts at 200. They tell him, Herzog Hein, Hidro Mitzvah, $300, Milabal. He has his brother lives in a Shvacha city. They sell a Sregi for 10 shekels. They tell him 15 shekels is Hidu Mitzvah. I'm telling Hatzachan, let me to go there. I'm asking, I'll buy an Esreg better for my brother. For $100 here, I got a better Esreg for my brother. My brother paid 15 shekels. I'm paying $100. I'm much more Mahodo for my brother. What is my fault that the store here charges a lot of money? No. If the esrogim, Amazon, a person lives in a place that the esrogim are mamish givaldik esrogim. We tell him it's not enough. You have to buy super givaldik. But Yenem lives in a shvacha place, buy a little bit better. Doesn't make sense. Taste is the glatter shita. Take the minimum esrog in the world, add a third for Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is yechiyuv. Makes sense. What is minimum? As I say, buy a little bit bigger. Hidur is, don't be yaitzah the mitzvah in minimum. Add a third, chiyuv the raisa to add. But the evidence, if you didn't find one, you could be yaitzah with a shiur. Why Hashem gave a shiur? But yeah, but if no one wants to sell you a nicer one, you could buy exactly the shiur. I'm saying, if a lulav is four tefachim, so you have to add. You don't have to buy a lulav for four tefachim. You have to buy a bigger lulav. You mechuyev to ma'adah. Chiyuv de raisa to be ma'adah. Make sense? But if you're Rashi, some of them are. Even this store, I have two. 150, 100. I go to another store, and there the offer is different. There is 300 and 400. I have to buy the 400. I didn't say, you went to the first store, they want 100. I said, I need a Mehuda one. They took us 130. So for 130, no, I don't have to spend 130 for that. You go to the next store, here it starts 200 and 300. Now I said, no. Now you're buying for 300. So what is that? Doesn't make sense. Rashi Shita, Taita Shita makes sense. Rashi Shita doesn't make sense. The Torah says okay. So Machlekes Yisoidis, Medin Hidu. Rashi learns, maybe we'll start with Taisus. Taisus learns Hidur is bechefter. You have to make a better chefter than mitzvah. Like Taisus, so it has to be there's a limit, a kavua dike limit, how much you have to add. Take the minimum mitzvah and add a turn. Make sense? A minimum mitzvah and add a turn. So, Zorim Shaltah. Zorim Shaltah. Take the minimum mitzvah and add a turn. That's Zorim Shaltah. Rashi learns the hidu here is not a hidu in the chesed of the mitzvah. is to show that you are mehader the mitzvah, that you are machshiv the mitzvah. This is the chiyuv of our sugya. Zekeli v'anveyu, and like your avi v'arebemenu, Hashem is so important by me. The mitzvahs are so important by me. Zekeli v'anveyu, and like your avi v'arebemenu, ich will machen hidur in mitzvahs, ich will mehader zen in mitzvahs. I have to show that it's important. V'meile, when it's two offers, I'm showing the mitzvah is important. I'm not going to the cheap. This is the reason of Hirashi, I do it once, and this is it. Oh, I bought it already, it's finished. The Fitta is doesn't make a difference if you bought or you didn't buy. The Fitta says, it's more than that. Number one, you buy an Esrei Ke'egos. Then you find one a little bit bigger, in 2 centimeters. You buy that one. Tomorrow you find another one, you climb. Till you get to a third bigger. Even 10 times. Because we want you to have a mitzvah a third bigger than the original mitzvah.
If you buy one too big, go back to smaller?
Yeah. Well, I'll do what you want. Mas Rashi, the chiyuv is to show that I'm a hader b'mitzvah. Val the show that I'm a hader b'mitzvah. We want that when you come to shul, people will see you spend some money on the hesed. Rashi says it mefurish in Yume that Ayin. The Gemara brings down the seder in Beis Hamikdash and then says that all the kohanim bring the sefer Torah to Beis Hamikdash. ואחר כך כל אחד ואחד מביא ספר תורה בביסוי וקוירו בו כדי להרוס חזוסוי לרבים זאת רשי להרוס חזוסוי להרוס נויו של ספר תורה ותפרס בעליו שתורך להסנאס במצווה שנאמר זה כלי וענוויו הסנאה לפונו במצווה לא לבנו ספר תורה נויה בקלף נויה בדיוי נויה ומערב יום כיפר רביעו so everyone come to show how nice people we are that we bought nice ספר תורה Forget, we want to show it around. Is the Indian Tiferes Ma'aleo? Is the Zekeli Ve'anveyu here to show how much we're Machshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu to buy the nicer one? And mainly, the Shlish is Taka and the Maisa Kniya. And the Hidur is Taka to Mehaver to buy, to show Mitzvahs Chashuvas Be'einai. That's a Chesidem, it's a Stikel Gishmak, Stikel Gishmak. Rashi brings down Talis Noah. I'm the Gifregen, why Rashi Dafka here brings Talis Noah? Could be Taka, the reason Rashi brings down Talisno in our sugi is because here Rashi is going Taka that the Keli Vanveyu is not a Mechesto. It's to show that you are Machmir and Mitzvah and you want to buy a nice one. So Rashi, Talisno! The same thing with a Talisno! You take a Talisno, even if it's not a Mechesto of the Mitzvah, but we show that Mitzvahs are important. Mitzvahs Chashub is Bein. So these are the two shit. Why is the Mishabur says that we have to be machmir shitas Rashi? Allah can be machmir shitas Rashi. Chabur passes like Tesis, and the Maizei brings down, we pass like the Rashi, but when you have two, you have to buy the nice one. You have to buy the nice one, Bishlish. What? So the Tarot is, it's not you showing to people. I'm not saying that you bring it to shul to show it after people. No. Here they bring the Sefer Torah, everyone knows how much it costs. It's not like here, every store has different prices. I was bringing a raya that is tiferes ba'aleo that he went and he spent more. That this is a part of the keli ba'anveyu to go to spend more for the mitzvah. I mean, there is no Indian to buy, no shachas to buy. We need you to add, and the minimum of the esrei, you have to add a third. See, Taisus, you have to add in the minimum of the esrei a third. Now, if you see Loshon HaTaisus, though, it's an interesting Loshon HaTaisus. Shimotza esrei ke'egois, kmo yishe shiru chachomim, ve'echot godin mimenu, shlish yikne, if you found the esrei ke'egois, so you have to add a third from the Esrei, from the Shir of the Esrei. We pass the Lemoshel Shir Esrei is Kabeitza. So we have to add a third on Kabeitza. We pass the Shekhan Oroch and Tov Reish Nuzvok. Im kol ha-Esrei shiroi lotus bo yishit ha-sateisus, ki goyin shu Kabeitza mitzum tzemes, ve-achar kol ha-kvar, mosa godin memenu, mitzme lo isi vad shlish, midme ha-rishin, kidei la-achlif, oi bi-yoyser mora. Then it means shit ha-srashi, but you have to buy. So the Maaseh we pass in Shechon Aruch, the Bisyeser, the Smag, the Lefi Tesis, if you have an Esrei Kabeitze, and we pass in Aloch HaShiur, Esrei is Kabeitze, you have to add a third on Kabeitze. Lefi Rashi, Lama zogen, you come into the store and you have an esrog and you have a bigger esrog. You have to buy the bigger esrog. Bishlish. The dritte is just only bigger for minimum. The fi Rashi, even if you have one mehuder, if you have a better one, the Rabbi Yashi says, alamol. You don't understand these people that buy the smaller soygen. Maybe they're a little bit more clean. So what? To add on the shlish, that's the ikar din of the gemilah. And the fi Rashi, it's not for minimum. He says, let me boil if he takes it. People buy a esrog, they go to weigh it in the store. Oh, it's mamish kishir. If he takes it, the mechuyiv now to buy at least a third bigger. And if he rashi, there's an offer of two in the same price, you also have to get the bigger. But it's easier to have a bigger esrog from the shir. It's a din of the gemara. Now, the shtekel ha'ore, though, why it takes it says egos? We don't ask in egos. We hold kabetzer. Shchonor taki brings down, tof resht in vav tzif alef, im kona esrog shiro lotus bebitzimtzum ki goin shu kabetzer mitzum tzemes, Tithesis, Tzavich lo, Yisif Shlish, Chiyuv Dei Raise, Chiyuv Dei Rabbanon, Tehar Shlish, you're not allowed to be Yoyitza with this one. Why Tithesis says Ke'egoiz? Taka the Bishyayitza being done, and the Smag says Taka Ke'egoiz a Kabeitza. The Fira Meir Ke'egoiz, the Fira Abyudei Kabeitza. And the Tithesis says Ke'egoiz. Zot the Bishyayitza, about it, the Aloch is Kabeitza. Umotsosi ba Ma'arik, I bring the Ma'arik alone, that's the Ma'arik, but the Ma'arik says no. You only have to add a shlish and ke'egos lefitesis. But if you have a kabeitza lefitesis, even levidam, that shiur minimum of esrog is kabeitza, you don't have to add a turn on the kabeitza. You don't have to add a turn on the kabeitza. By us, kabeitza is ke'egos. But you know the shiur is ke'egos, we all shiur is kabeitza. Zot the ma'arik, no, and ke'egos you have to add a shlish, and kabeitza. Zot the b'shiur is tzorich biu, tzorich iun, doesn't make sense. There's no time. No hesbar this aloha. If it's aloha to add to it in the shiur, so if we hold that the shiur is kibetza, we have to add it to it. So I saw a davar nifla. In Sefer Masas HaMelech. Davar nifla in Masas HaMelech. And Masas HaMelech brings that way. Like, today it's a wisdom, this. A bit of all. Like the Masas HaMelech, the Gemara says like this: the shir esrei ke'egos. We hold, Rabbi Yehuda hold, shir esrei kabeitza. Frank the Gemara, why shir esrei kabeitza? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not hodor if it's so small. So in lekicho tamo, they have lekicho and lekachtem lochem. Frank the Gemara, no. Doesn't salt in lekicho. Doesn't salt in hodor. You know why Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to have kabeitza? If it's not kabeitze, lav gmar priu. Shir of esrog that it grows, you have to have a kabeitze. Sefer Masas HaMelech brings it down. That is it. From this thing. Now the reason we have to have a kabeitze is because it's lav gmar priu. Lefidet, lechure. If a person has an esrog that is shir kabeitze, and it's strong, it's strong down. What is aloha? You could be yoitza in it or not. So the bir aloha brings down a nishmas odom, but you're not yoitza because it's not hodom. Like the chazanish, what is the shaykhis? Hodom was already ke'egos. Lekicho tamo was ke'egos. You needed a kabeitza to know that it's a gmar pri. If it became a kabeitza and it's a gmar pri, now it shrinks down. The pri is already finished. It's hot and it becomes smaller. So the nishmas odom says that it's possible. Chazanish says Misvori doesn't understand why it's possible. What? Why is it stuck? No, if you have a huge esrog in the stomach, it doesn't stop in
other.
But if the shear is because you have to have gmar pri, if the shear is because you have to have what? Because you have to have a hodor, dikei esrog, a lekicho, something important, something choshev in your hand, it became small from the shear, it's a problem. But the reason you have to have a shear is not because you have to have something choshev in my hand. Because I have to have a gemar pri. So even if it's in its stomach, it was already a gemar pri. What do you tell me? A pri that is immediately in its stomach? It's not that. Chaznishna is nishna zeh. And a pri, the mice is a pri. So the chaznishna is a halachi, he would want to be cholik in the nishmas odom. We can cholik the mice. But mitzvah, we could have cholik in the nishmas odom and say that ledidan la halachi, the reason you have to have a kabeita is only because of gemar pri, not because of hodor. Hodor is already ke'egoid. If it's in its stomach, it's kosher. We have a nice chat in Tesfus and in the Ma'arik. So if someone asks you, what is the shiur hodor of esrog to look nice? How much? Egos. Why you need a bigger one kabeitzer? Because gmar pri. Now you have a shiur kabeitzer. Why to add a third? What is to add a third? Mur gmar pri. It's not mur gmar pri. When you're adding in the shiur, because it looks nice. And so when it looks nice in kedus, so the beta is double from the esrog, from the egos, right? So you have a little zach, it's nice. Why I need a big one for gmar pri? Now I have a big one. There's no point to add a third, because already I have a third nicer from the egos. It looks nicer. You write it al pi aloche, the egos is my minimum, the beta is my minimum shiur. But why I have to add third? To make it look nicer. Here, as nice, the shoe didn't have to be so big anyway. The shoe would be enough to add it. As nice, the shoe would be to add it. So why as nice the shoe could be to add it? You're right that today the shoe is kabeitze. But you can't say that why is the din hodo to add in the niceness of the esrog, and why as nice already egos is nice. So when I'm adding kishir esra, kishir kabeitzer, there's no point to add over the beitzer. This is the reason the Ma'arik holds that the din hodor, I don't have to add on the beitzer. I only have to add on the egos. Because the egos, is like, if I'm adding in the egos, it looks nicer. What? And that's not like the Ma'arik. But the sugi is only the feet of an omar, egos. This is the thesis. It's a bin again, not an egos. It's a bin again, different mitzvahs. And a shayfor, and a tefillin, and different mitzvahs. And the egos is not talking about taking gishmak. Why Tesis decided to explain all the sugya shalayke yilchus? Let me mamshi chaminu de gemore. So now we know there's a chiyuv gomu to add on the mitzvah. Boyer Rav Ashi, shlish mi legav or shlish mi lebar? Shlish mi legav or shlish mi lebar? Dehainu, if it's six, you have to add two. Or shlish mi lebar? How you do mi lebar? But Rashi, every time you divide it to two, and then you add. Take it. The gemore, I hope you can achor. But we see what is the psalm. The Ma'arov Amr Mishmein Rav Zeire Ad Shlish Mishaloi Nikan Veilach Mishal Kodesh Boruch Hu. So Rashi Ad Shlish Mishaloi Dehainu Oysi Shlish Yosef Vihidur Mitzvah Mishaloi Hakodesh Boruch Hu Pays Boilam HaEmes Shem Nifra Lebechayev Kina Amir Nayoim Lasis Vilo Yilid Ascholom Shem Dozen Pei Nikan Veleilich Mashi Yosef Vihidur Yosef Ad Shlish Yifra Hakodesh Boruch Hu Bechayev Tesis calls it Oyche Peresem Boilam HaZeh Vakem Kayemes Toilo Oilam HaBo. This is one of the zachin that other Moshe Torah is saying Boilam Hazeh Vakem Kayemes Toilo Oilam HaBo. Why we don't say it in the morning in the Mishnah? The Basta Melech Etav Dem Echvilish Gein Harayit Aslish Gein Unzer Sugye. Why we don't say it in Eilu Dvorim Shein Lam Shur Eilu Dvorim Shein Oich Epo Yisem Bo Eilu Mazeh Lom Ezen Dada Rabbeinu Chanan. So now it's interesting to Rabbeinu Chanan. And then we'll go back to the Sugye. Memarov Amri Ad Shlish Mishaloi Kloima Muzaru Lisnais Muzaru Lisnais Bemitzvah Ad Shlish Mikan Ve'eilach Imoisif Yoyser Ad Shlish Mido Yoseir Oysen. Extra, that's mechuyim. It's nice. He's going to mefarnes. I'm not the moshe. He's going to mefarnes oni. Umoisif lo yoser. Shenimtzo chininui. Chininui. A person gives more tzedakah for what he has to. Shalvos the shaykh to do mitzvah. And that's it. Ve'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schor el mishal lo gmuloi. Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenem amal ve'ashem choy nendal. Dover achem mikal ve'erim shakadosh Baruch Hu shimbo le'adar ha-mitzvah b'yoser mishlish b'domeo. אין חייב אין הללאות כל זמן מיגיע שחייב קודם לידו מצווה אבל אם זימו להקדוש ברוך הוא מומוין שלא אם יגיע הוא ביקש לעד על המצווה ביועס המשליש או רשות ביועד לא זה פשוט if you don't have a lot of money don't add on שליש if you have a lot of money you can add more on שליש מהלום איזה נגוד רבינו חנן אל אינבי קודם רבינו חנן אל אינבי והמהדר המצווה משובח and if someone does hidur mitzvah, someone keeps our gemara, it's meshubach. First, I don't know what meshubach. We explain that it's a chiyuv. I will not call it meshubach. I'm on the loshon. It's a chiyuv. Said Rabbi Yochanan, the first two lines, b'ma'arov ve'amri ha'shlish mishaloi kuleimar muzaru leisnaris. It's a chiyuv. Efshar redav aminu. V'ama'ado v'amitzvot meshubach, efshar redav yesar mishlish. V'chur redav yesar mishlish. K'detnan b'ner chanike, והמהדרים נר לכל אחד ואחד והמהדרים מן המהדרים זאת אומרת, בין יראי והמהדר הרי זה משובח כדי אמרים לבן הרחניקה והמהדרים נר לכל אחד והמהדרים מן המהדרים מויסי ואוילך בוא לזה שייך את הרחניקה בוא תפילה and it's very good to be מהדר כדי אמרים לבן הרחניקה והמהדרים נר לכל אחד ואחד והמהדרים מן המהדרים בוא לזה שייך את was zu der Nachhaltigkeit? Kommt der Briskerow in Seifer. Heute Briskerow, schön ist schon. Und wir skrobe sind der letzte Stückel in Chaneke, in Paragdal der Loche Ale. Bringt er Rabbi Salevi. Rabbi Salevi ist der Kasche. Da werden wir Chudosh Dekib der Skrobe. We know, am Ehadrin in Chaneke, ner lech olechot veechot. Am Ehadrin, min am Ehadrin, moisi vahoy lech, oder fakir. So der Rabbi Salevi, Mehadrin mashma, people that are choshe de Yidden, that are Mehadrin. Choshe de Yidden, that are Mehadrin, ner lech olechot veechot. Right? Chosh of the people, no lech olech or vech. You are Mehadar? You are Mehadar or not? I'm only asking the Skirov if it's to buy something nice. He said, I'm not going to Mehadar. I'm going to post a Yid. Mehadar is the Chosh of the Yid. Mehadar. Post a Yid, I'm not going to Mehadar. So I'm going to say, I'm going to Mehadrin means Chosh V'Yidin. I think Rashi says, I'm all the Mehadrin. I think Rashi in Shabbat says, I'm a dactic in the mitzvahs. Weil du bist allein, Hidu Mitzvah ist ein Chiyuf. Hidu Mitzvah ist ein Chiyuf. Right? A person has to make. You're mechoyach to make Hidu Mitzvah. Eged Belulev. You're mechoyach to make Eged Belulev. But you have it, it's not Me'akev. But it's Hidu Mitzvah, you're mechoyach to do it. You're mechoyach to be Me'adah of a Mitzvah. Lulev Noah. Chitin Shoy Me'akev Mitzamila, Sefer Torah Noah. You're mechoyach these things. So why in the Chanukah we call it Mehadrin? The Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin. What to do to Mehadrin? That's not a chiyuv double. That's not a chiyuv double. Why it's called Mehadrin? Why it's called Mehadrin? Zog the Bishan, please get off. And Chochom Echad was Ma'ir to him and Givaldi Kazaf. That Be'ezer, as in the Chanukah, the Hidur is Yaisa Mishlish. How much is Ner Chanukah? One, if everyone in the house adds, it's already 50%. If you add every day, it's 36 candles instead of 8. So you know, it's not mechuyev. Zog de briskerov, ein echanami. Ner Chanukah is no chiyuv to be mehadrin. Even in all of the mitzvahs, is a chiyuv to be mehadrin, and Ner Chanukah is no chiyuv to be mehadrin. It's only a mehadrin. And noshim shem mitzvahs chavim eslehem. No chiyuv. The double Zay Rani or Rani Echon in Arabon in the Poy in Brisk, I don't know. Fashion of Tuchazelik. Zoyter Velomati, Zoyter is Mefurish Rabbeinu Hananel and Shabbos. Mefurish Rabbeinu Hananel and Shabbos. Rabbeinu Hananel and Shabbos says, Mehadrin, Moses, Mehadrin, Verlech Olechot Verechot. Zoyter Rabbeinu Hananel, Hamehadrin, Pirush, Hamehadrin, Mehadrin Mitzvah. Kedamrinen lehidur mitzvah ad shlish. When he's going to explain the Gemara in Shabbos, Amehadrin ner lech olechot veechot, zog Rabbeinu Hananel, kedamrinen lehidur mitzvah ad shlish. That's what Rabbeinu Hananel is trying to bring. He means to say, why it's called Mehadrin? It's a chiyuv. It's a keli van veyer. It's like, yo, but shtetit bo bekam ad shlish. Ner chalik is more from shlish. If it's more from shlish, it's only a Mehadrin. It's only a Mehadrin. And he says that Loshen Me'adrin Shuv Motsosi Bepirush Rabbeinu Hananel Bebekame. He says, "Brings Ar Rabbeinu Hananel." That's what Rabbeinu Hananel zok bayon. Rabbeinu Hananel said, "More from Shlish, you're not mechuyev to do it. It's only Hidu." What Loshen Rabbeinu Hananel? Look at Rabbeinu Hananel inside. אבל אם זיהו להקדש ברוך הוא מאמן שלא אם יגיעוי וביקש להדר המצווה ביוסר משליש הורשיז ביודוי והמהדר המצווה משובח someone that is doing more from שליש is משובח we call him מהדרין כדי אמרינן והמהדרין והמהדרין מן המהדרין so תקר אז זה אנחנו מזכירות וכמדו משכן הן הדבורים שכסף שאין לבוא פעם מזכירות ומששמור שפירה in Kundras Abiyurim, as we say, when Shmuel Shapira, all the molars are chosid from the Briskerov, the other molar is right in Sefer, Rabbeinu Agodah, that's called all the titlach of the Briskerov, no, er zogt, as er choylek at the Briskerov, mikol vachol. Mikol vachol. Zogt er azim. Zogt er azim. First time it is, not emes. Briskerov is playing with a gewaldic chiddush. Fakat in the ganze welt. To buy a nicer esrog, chiyu. To have your talis kli, chiyu. Mechanica, if you want, is an inyan to add the candles. Mishkan azag reis a chiyu. This is a mehadrin. First Klal Yisrael should fakel. Yeah. Something more from that. The Moshul, one of the Hidurim that we have is Tzitzin HaMe'akim Es HaMile. After you make Bris Mile, among those little pieces of leftover, Oler, Skin Dalton. So it's an Indian to cut it to make it very nice. Called it Tzitzin She'ein HaMe'akim. Those Tzitzin She'ma'akim, pieces of Oler that are left. And the pieces of skin that left, we call them Tzitzin She'ein HaMe'akim Es HaMile. So the Halacha is we cut everything. What if you forgot? The Moyel forgot to leave a couple little strings he left. So we call the Moya later, and he comes and he finishes the job. He doesn't make another bracha. And Chanukah is a big machlekes apoyskim that if you mazel in the third day, you only look in two. You forgot that it's three candles. And someone comes with three candles, so the light of Shita Sol, you make another bracha on the third candle. If you tell me that this Hidur is less from Evim, Zekeri Van Vey and the Mitzvahs, why here we make a bracha on the third candle? And then Sitzin, we don't make a bracha on Hidur. We see that this Hidur is better. Punkt verkehrt. More from that. So if you open Shulchan Aruch in two, it doesn't say Bichlal that it could be Yaitu with one candle. The Kama Neiris Madlikim, Balayla, Rishon, Moisi, Vaholech. He brings down, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down Bichlal that it's a Hidur. He brings down this Aruch. If you tell me that it's not a Chiyuv, the Shulchan Aruch had to bring down. Oh, but this doesn't bother Moshe Shmuel. He asks his Shtar Tikasha. Shtetim Rabbeinu Chananel, that a person that doesn't have money, it's not allowed to be mehad or more from shlish. That's what the Quran says. Mikash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have enough money, you can add more from shlish. But if you don't have money, you're not allowed to add more from shlish. Right? Only if you have extra money, you're allowed to add more from shlish. If you're telling me that Nechanike is called more from shlish, we heard once that a person that doesn't have money is not allowed to mehad to put eight candles. Only if you're rich, you're allowed to add. And the Esrik states in Rabbeinu Chananel that if you don't have too much money, chayecha koinim, use the money for parnasa. In the Chanukah you also had like that, that the people that are not rich don't light eight candles. We know the people that are not rich don't come with 150 Esrik. Yeah, but now that they don't use Chanukah, the Chidush Kirov is punkt like that. Chidush Kirov says that the din of the Chanukah is Yosef Mishlish. This is what Rabbeinu Chananel says. Like the Moshe Shmuel, Avada, the Chanukah, the Takone was, Azev is a keli v'anveyu. So it's a fakone de Rabbanon. Rabbi Nuchananel never came to say that it's reshus. The Miskerov wants to learn. Rabbi Nuchananel came to say that it's reshus. It's like the chas v'sholem. It's nish reshus. It's like the vossi de pshat in Rabbi Nuchananel. The Hidu Mitzvah from Nuchanike is different from Evi Zekeli v'anveyu. Why? Evi Zekeli v'anveyu, you wonder, I'll tell you Echetimtze, Shulei Echetimtze, is Zekeli v'anveyu and Nuchanike. Get better wick. Get a bigger, better oil. A nicer holder. But you're adding another candle makes this candle nicer. What's the shaykh says the keli v'anveyu? The keli v'anveyu says, do the mitzvah nicer. A nicer one to organize it, you know, so that we're not having like a little hat. Make it machad is good, that will burn straight. A good oil that burns nice. Nothing's the keli v'anveyu. Clear oil, not dirty oil. Oh, it'll be zachet. The nicer glass. Oh. But to add another candle, the Torah says, this is not the parsha from Zekeli v'Anveyu, it's the Takana de Rabbanon, to be mehader, to show the Chavivus of Ner Chanukah, to Shbor who saved us, we show the Chavivus of Ner Chanukah, Taki Abazun de Rezach. Takana de Rabbanon. So what is the Shaykh say? It's like the Rabbi Nechanan, it means like this. Till Shlish, Hilo Zaktesis. You have to add to make the mitzvah nicer b'shlish. This is Zekeli v'Anveyu. Over shlish, it's not to make the mitzvah nicer. How much is the shiur that you mechuyev to make the mitzvah nicer? Be shlish. Yosef mishlish, the reason you add a yosef mishlish is not to make the mitzvah nicer. It's to show that you machshir the mitzvah. Be shlish is the shiur if the mitzvah has to look nicer. Yosef mishlish is the din and the gavre. This is when Rabbi Nuchanan brings a muscle to give more tzedakah to the army. So what is the shaykhah? I'm making the money nicer? Hey, did you give it with a smile to give him mitzvah? To give him more money? Yaisa Mishlishi says it's like giving extra for the mitzvahs. To show that the mitzvahs are important for him. This is the Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel. Look at the good Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel. Dover Acha. Mikan ve'eilech mishla kudish boruch. Im bo lehader ha mitzvah bi Yaisa Mishlish. Chozom yegiyo, shechayev koivim lehidur mitzvah. I want to ask you a question. What is the pshat? Avrubi, what is the pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel? שחיוב קוידמים להידור מצווה. בגוד רבנו חנן. דובר אחר. מכאן ואילך משל הקדוש ברוך. אם בוא להדר המצווה ביוסר משליש, Eine chayev. Kozum mi yegiyoy, if he doesn't have money, she chayev koidmim lehidr mitzvah. I don't understand. If chayev koidmim lehidr mitzvah, so even less from shlish, don't give. If you're a poor person, just to be the other. Even if you're poor, biz a shlish, you have to buy a nicer esrog. Right? Biz a shlish, you have to buy a nicer esrog. Yaisum shlish, you don't have it. Why? Because chayecha koidmim lehidr mitzvah. If chayecha koidmim lehidr mitzvah, so if you don't have money, don't do hidr mitzvah bichlal. No, I have to do bishlish. Yaisum shlish, I don't have to. It's not because I don't have to. He says no. Bishlish, you have to. Yaisum shlish, you don't have to. Chayecha koidmim. If you have a lot of money, please do it. Come on, Nezach. You mechuyev to do hidr mitzvah? Yes. Bishlish. Yaisum shlish, if you're poor, you don't have to. Your life comes before the mitzvahs. But if you have a lot of money, do it. If my life comes before hidur mitzvah, my life is more important than the keli ben bayir or not? Malafshach. If my life is more important, I'm never mechuyev to have a mitzvah if I don't have money. If my life is not important, I'm mechuyev alamo. What is normally the teretz? The shiur is shlish. What is the tzor for Rabbi Nuchanan or no? You have to do bishlish. You want to do more from shlish, your life is before hidur mitzvah. That's the dust of the vote, Rabbi Nuchanan. Rabbi Nuchanan is that zeh. Rabbi Nuchanan is that zeh. The hidur of the chesed, the mitzvah is bishlish. More from that, it's not the hidur of the mitzvah. It's a hidur mitzvah. The person shows that he likes the mitzvah. Of them, his life is more important. His life is more important. But if he has money, that is the idiot in the heart of the mitzvah. And this is what it means down from the Chanukah. He's called a man. Is under the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan. Aber we're in the world, this to my house from Rabbi Yochanan. Let me get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has a suffix, Boy Rav Ashi, Shlish mi legav, or Shlish mi lebar teiku. The Ma'arov ha'amr mishmei da Rav Zera, Ad Shlish mi shaloi mikan b'elef la Kudosh Baruch. So first we have to know, the Machlekes ha'poiskim, how to pass in la'aloch. This chiyuv that you have to buy a nicer esrei, it's mi legav or mi lebar? How we pass in la'aloch? How much you mechuyev to give? Mi legav or mi lebar? How much is the chiyuv to give lemaisa? The Rosh says that it's a sofek lekule, and you could give me legav. Zog the Rav Pilpul lecharifte, because the Rosh learns to sveke the rabbonon. To sveke the rabbonon. Sveke the rabbonon lekule. And they pass in the Shulchan Aruch. That it's a sveke the rabbonon. How much you have to add? I mean, if you have six, if it costs six shekel, if you have to add two, you have to add three. Sveke the rabbonon lekule. Kum de shagasari azot, ze keli van veyu zdei reise. It's a chiyuv dei reise to buy a nicer one. So it's time to have clothes, it's a machlekes, and it's a chiyuv dei reise, and it's a chiyuv dei rabbanan. But there's no tzad and you could buy the cheap set. It's a mamad mezach. But you have it if you bought, you go to the mitzvah. Alo yoyi ben adiv, ze keli van veyu. Alo yoyi ben adiv, ze So the Rosh is the rabbanan, the shagasari azot, it's dei reise. Shagasari says, I have a rider, it's dei reise. You know what the rider is dei reise? Shteyt in Hilchis Mile. That if you mal a kid in Shabbos, you're allowed to cut the whole ole and even a little piece of the skin. I had chil Shabbos. You're not allowed to come back because there's some shita that you can't add hidur after you finish the mitzvah. Aber kol, yeah, because it could be hidur is only with the mitzvah together. Could be hidur is only with the mitzvah together. Aber kol man you mal, the hidur mitzvah is also deich Shabbos. If the hidur mitzvah is the rabbonon, it can't be deich Shabbos. If the reise is not even to cut these little pieces. If you don't mitzvah day reise, so mit day reise becomes a part of the mitzvah. Hashem wants a nice bris mila. So the Shagasari is okay to mitzvah is day reise. The Biruch HaRifta states is the Rabbanon. The Ritman Sukin Yud Aleph also says is the Rabbanon. So if it's the Rabbanon, it's Pashuk why it's Sofik Likule. If it's day reise, it's very schwer. So the Yabshish Lema says it's day reise, but how much money exactly, it's not day reise. The Shiur is not exactly day reise. Akosu mosre lechachom. Akosu mosre lechachom. Now, but I wish to know what I said. In Rambam, why would that make me? Because the shiur is for sure the Rabbana, like the Amshish Leim. Akosu mosre lechachom. Now, it's too much. First, you have to know that the Rambam is mashmi the ganze sugya. The greatest horror, the Rambam is mashmi the ganze sugya. If you look in the Mishpat, there's no Rambam, it's only two Shulchan Aruch, Rosh. The Rambam doesn't bring them down the sugya hidu mitzvah at shlish, milegav, milebar. Rambam state goals. Not only that state goal is in Rambam. We pack in Shechanoch. Not only that the Rambam is mashmi the ganze sugya. The Gemara in Shabbos kufla mit gimel, what Rashi brings is Gemara, talis no, tzitzis no, sefer teure no, the Rambam also doesn't bring down. The ganze sugya from hidu mitzvah is nishto in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring down this aloha. Hashmot as a Rambam. You can't find this aloha. Aber so the Rambam didn't pass in the sugya. It's not a shmer why he didn't bring our sugya. If he doesn't have the sugya of the Keli Van Velu, he doesn't have the sugya from Shlish Milagav and Milabar. And maybe he never bring the sugya. The Rambam was mashed against the sugya. Aber mit der Wissen tak ich verwirrt. More than that, in Rambam, in Hilchis Sefer Teire, in Perek Zayin, he writes down, Ketzad Ketzad Sefer Teire, writes down, oh, the Ketzim, Al Dioi Noe, Al Klaf Noe, Ksiva Noe, Kulmus Noe, the Kolos Ele Mitzvah Min Amufcho, but the Eben Eino Me'ake. So he brings it down, Hilchis Sefer Teire, that like at Chile, he has to write a nice Sefer Teire. But he doesn't bring down that it's a big Zekeli Van Veyu to make a nice Sefer Teire. He doesn't bring down Zekeli Van Veyu to make a nice Sefer Teire. So the Chonu want to learn that the Rambam take a learn that all suge that was mechadesh, shlish, milegav, milebart, the suge learn take that hidu mitzvah is for new parsha. It's for new parsha of hidu mitzvah and it's different shiurim. Milegav, milebart, shlish. The Rambam learn is no new mitzvah. Shteit the keli ve'anveyu, so the chiyuv to do the mitzvah is a nice mitzvah. It's a chiyuv, it's a keli ve'anveyu. It's not me'akev. Aber wenn meine how much you have to spend? Bis khoy mish nkhosof. Bis khoy mish nkhosof. How much is the shir? I don't know how much nice it has to be. But if you have a poster esrik and you have a nicer esrik, you have to spend absolut bis khoy mish nkhosof. To have a nicer mitzvah, and I'm not sure what makes a nicer mitzvah. And the thing you here learn is a din to mehadar, a zaitik din, to buy bigger and nicer. See, the Rambam is a din in the mitzvah. When it's called the din in the mitzvah, the Rambam is bound only in Sefer Teire. A nice Sefer Teire, an Eged and a Lulev, maybe only when it's often a Gemara, it's not every Hidu. But the Rambam is mashmi, the ganze sugi from Yisrael upon the mitzvahs, and the ganze sugi by us, the Rambam is mashmi. Now, noch zwei Sachen. First is a Mishne Brure, in a Wissen, in Simen Tov Reish Min Vov, in Biur Aloche, Mishnevur says like this. The Machlek is Rashi and Tesis. Lefi Tesis, you only have to add a third from minimum. And Lefi Rashi, you have to add a third from the two that you find in front of you. Say the Mishnevur has it. That chutz from the din hidu. Say the Mishnevur. Chutz from the din hidu. To buy a nicer lulev, a nicer esrik. Say the Biur Aloche, is a din hidu to buy an esrik that you could be yaitze ala shittes. Nein. Not only you have a black dot. That al pi aloche it's kosher. So the one shita that is machmir. It's a hidur to buy the esrog that doesn't have that black dot. Not only you have a lulav that is like a hemnik. Some shita is all that it's not good. It's a hidur bis shlish to buy a better one. The first time that you buy it, like we said, it's a rashi. A tzivin. The Nusach Sarah, Nusach Ashkenaz, Tzavari. Every time to buy one that we eat, more shita. Zog the Mishnah Brura, and here Tesis is made to Rashi, that it doesn't, it's no maximum and minimum. You come to the store and they offer you a lulav, and you see it, costs $100. And if you want shita, it's not good, you have to ask him if he has something till $130, that is yet to more shita. And it's a chiyu, me'ikar abidim. Man is in the minimum set. Costs the firm chaman, alef yidah chazanish. When the Mishnah Brura be third, you have to buy the chazanish set. I told once a meichel to make a very cheap set, so maybe the oilem could start to buy, you know, to make shvach shvach, so the oilem could start to make a hidur to be yotze. I thought I put only one in that shvach, only one set. And don't sell it, I mean, try not to sell it. Maybe the oilem would buy the second set, the yotze the hidur. But then it's like the Mishnah Brura. Everyone asks us, what is the mokka? But he says, even if he tastes this, that is the only minimum, or if you have two and one is more shittas, you mechoyev to go and buy the hidur of the more shittas. fact, you have to know what is the siddur. Who comes to shul, it looks the same. No one sees that little dot. More from that, is the esrei, I'll tell you, it's not a chaznish esrei. Chaznish says, chosh is that it's murkit. You have to add a tur to buy the chaznish esrei. It's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah deiraisa. People have a mistake. This is a mitzvah deiraisa. Like the Gemara, that is bishlish mishaloi. Mikan ve'eilech mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikan ve'eilech mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back. Person doesn't have to be scared to buy a nicer esrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back. Then the Mekri Yosef brings Shad Saker. Ad mikan mishaloi. Like Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Mekri Yosef, b'shem HaRama. So you don't have enough money, you're not allowed to stand ad. Only the person that has a lot of money, he's allowed to add. It's time to add more from shkish when you don't have a parnasa, mitom. Mitzvah Hashem, the original plan, ich taki gewollt lernen, okay, zu der Regel, aber nicht gewinn mistayim milse, nicht gewinn mistayim milse, she wants to start in Ruben in a couple of weeks. So Mitzvah Hashem, wo es part the suge, in the Aftesa Mutbeis, the Mishnah of Kol Shechavti. Aber כדי ליתן רווח בין הדוויקים, אז מכן היפתחון לסוגיה מדגנצה שטרקייט, so morgen when he's in a shir, aber ich bete אילון סגיין הרעין, תחילה בסוגיחר, גיין הרעין של הסוגיה, and after this, מרצה שם יום חמישי, הוא מספרת מדגנצה שטרקייט, הסוגיה של כל שחר.
שלום, כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.